Let's begin by asking our God to be with us in the words of the invocation. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
As we prepare our hearts for confessing our sin, let us remind ourselves of how we need God's love and His presence in our lives. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere?
We should never be discouraged.
Let's take it to the Lord in prayer. And can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share?
Jesus knows our every weakness. Let's take it to the Lord in prayer.
In a time of confession, let us take our sins to the Lord in prayer, trusting that our Father hears us for the sake of His Son, Jesus. Let's take a few moments for silent reflection. And we confess. Loving God,
we confess our alienation from you both by nature and by choice.
Help us to know and believe how much you love us. Let us abide in your love, even as you abide with us always. Heal us with the forgiveness for Jesus' sake. People of God, we're going to hear from our reading from the book of Hebrews that we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, all of whom struggled in their day. None of them were perfect, but all of whom looked forward in hope. Because our Lord Jesus, for the joy that was set before Him, endured the cross, despising the shame, is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Because of that, we can be confident that He fulfilled all of God's promises and has made His total gracious forgiveness available to us. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing our song of confidence.